Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, September 25th, 2020. 9:25. Now, how in the world did that happen? 9:25:20. Always have the urge to say 25:2020 or whatever the date is and just say 2020. The computer is doing odd things already on this getaway. But you know what? We are going to run here. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Now, I believe we're going to have a surprise guest here who's going to join us for the remainder of the morning and have some fun with that person. But they're not here now, so you and I are going to talk. And there's a lot to talk about, to be honest with you. Now, we have had a lot of great guests this week, and I commented on that on Facebook yesterday. We had, of course, Eleanor Clift on Tuesday. We had the mayor on Tuesday. We had Sam Donaldson Wednesday. We had Amazing Kreskin Wednesday. We had Jackie Mason on Wednesday. We had Ed Asner yesterday. We've had a lot of great guests, and I certainly appreciate them all for coming on. But we haven't had a whole lot of time this week just to talk on the phone lines like we normally do here. So if you have a question or comment about any of the guests that we have had on in the last week, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 740-383-9944. Now, I wanted to talk about this for a particular reason. What I found interesting was no matter who the guest was in the last week, and really only two of them were news people, Eleanor Clift and Sam Donaldson. And Sam's pretty well retired from the news business at this point. It was interesting to me that all of them, at some point or another during their interviews, talked about politics. Now, it's funny because Kreskin, Ed Asner, Jackie Mason are not really political. But they all talked about politics in some way. Now, here is what I want to say about that. Now, I've always said on this show, one of the reasons I do not give my opinion is because I want to have everybody on. And it's my belief that if you come on with an opinion or you come on with an agenda, that you might alienate Republicans or Democrats or maybe both on certain issues. Now, this week was the perfect example to my answer to that question. I don't think that a host who comes on and every day has a political opinion that is stuck in one direction could have had the guest list that we had this week. Because when you look at it, and I hope everybody out there listened to all the interviews, you would have to say that three of those people probably leaned Democrat, and two of them leaned Republican. Meaning that if you listen to it, and I'm not going to say who exactly is what, but if you listened, if you were wondering how they vote, were going to vote, two of them probably Republican, three of them probably Democrat. Now, that's the point. And also, what I want to say about that is that that's kind of the point of a radio show that is educational and informative. What I've never understood about radio or television, that is, if you are only in one direction and you never have the other side on, how do you learn anything? You know, if I am of a certain belief and I only listen to people who have that belief, how am I going to learn anything? You know, it's not like somebody's going to come on and change my mind if I'm really stooped in what I believe. But I don't understand why it's wrong to listen to what other people are saying. I think that's what we've really lost in this country. We've lost the ability to listen to what other people are saying. And that's a problem. If you would go back prior to big cable radio, or big cable television, excuse me. If you would go back to big cable television and some radio stations, you would notice that they were constantly giving you both sides, you know, opinions. And they don't do that anymore. You know, every so often they might have somebody on who represents the other side, but it's not like it used to be. It used to be the host came on and gave the story, and then you might have somebody on from one side, somebody on from the other, and they would comment. A matter of fact, it's interesting. Does anybody remember a newsman named Roger Mudd? Now, Roger Mudd was a newsman, I think it was at CBS, but he also did NBC. So he worked for two big networks. Now, he was with the networks back in the days when there were only three networks and there was no cable television. And I saw an interview he did yesterday, and it's funny because he was talking about how he had interviewed a Democrat who was running for president. It was a person who didn't even end up getting the nomination and certainly did not win. But they were interviewing that person, and because it was a political interview, they had to give equal time to the other side if they wanted it. Now, today, that's out the window. I don't even know how a cable channel or a radio station could give equal time now when you have three. On radio, it's worse because you have 3 or 4 hours of a talk show that is all one way. You would have to put talk shows on that were 3 and 4 hours the other way. And television, the same thing. Television's a little shorter in that really people on television usually don't get 3 or 4 hours unless they're doing a morning show. The people at night usually only get an hour. But you would have to put on, if you had an hour on one way, you would have to throw an hour on the other way just to give the opposing viewpoint. And that used to be called, I think it was called the Fairness Doctrine. Now, that was done away with in the 80s. So that no longer exists. You no longer have to do that. But that's the way it used to be. And nobody looked at people like Roger Mudd or people of that era as having a particular bend. They looked at them as doing interviews with people who were in the news. And that's what we do here. Now, a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if this person is listening this morning, but a couple weeks ago, a question came up about something that had been on this station 2 years ago. And it's been talked about. I had Congressman Jim Jordan on, I think it was around 2 years ago, maybe a little over 2 years ago now. I had him on, and he had been on a lot before that. That was not his only appearance. He had been on probably 5 or 6 times prior to that. And it had always been fine. He had come back, no big issue. Now, he came on this particular day, and it was right during the whole OSU wrestling scandal that was going on 2 years ago. Now, a news person is going to ask about that. But why wouldn't you? And by the way, if I remember it right, the interview had been set up prior to that coming out. Meaning that I think we had set that interview up a week or two before that whole scandal had even broken. So the point of the interview was not to talk about that, because nobody even knew about it when the interview was set up. So unfortunately for him, that scandal broke, And we talked about other things in that interview, but we did get around to that subject. Now, I think he got perturbed in that interview. And again, I haven't listened to it in 2 years. But he got unhappy with me. He got a little angry with me during that interview because I was asking about that. And I didn't think that the answers he was giving me were what I was asking. And by the way, all politicians, Democrat or Republican, spin a little. That's just typically what a politician, especially one in office, tends to do. Because they're trying to get reelected, they don't want to get anything on them, so they all spin a little bit when they're interviewed because, you know, they really don't want to get too deep into something. So he came on, he had this little tiff, and he hasn't been back since. Now, why am I telling you all this? Well, a lot of people after that interview felt that he was rude to me. I don't think anybody thought I was rude to him. I had never heard that because I really was not angry. I wasn't angry the way he reacted to me, and I didn't get angry with him because, to be honest with you, not everybody's supposed to like you when you're doing news. If everybody likes you when you're doing news, you're doing it wrong. Because your job is to go in and ask questions that people want to know the answers to. And sometimes they're not the most, they're not the most easy, nice questions. Okay, so there was somebody who listens to this station on a somewhat regular basis who wanted to hear that interview. They'd never heard it. And I sent it to them, and I was interested in their response because they did listen. And the response was, and I'm just paraphrasing, I don't have the email in front of me. The response was that would I have done that to a Democrat? And I would have. And I think if you go back and listen to any interviews that I've done with Democrats, if they had any bad things going on at the time, I did ask them about it. I remember asking Sherrod Brown if he was going, and I'm not saying a lot of these things are bad things. Some people just don't have scandals or, I don't, what's the accusations thrown at them like that, but they have things that maybe they do not want to talk about. And I remember asking Sherrod Brown if he was going to be Hillary Clinton's running mate. I don't think he particularly wanted to talk about that. I remember asking I remember Rich Cordray was on one time, and I asked him about some things that were going on during the gubernatorial candidate that I think he didn't want to talk about. Same thing with Dennis Kucinich. You know, you forget some of these things as time goes on, but sure, if a Democrat had something going on that was of a high magnitude, well, the mayor, I did a whole interview with the mayor regarding a time when he was having a dust-up with the court here in town and Judge Ballinger. And we went in-depth into that, probably 20 or 30 minutes into questions about that particular issue. And I think it was far more in-depth than we went in with Jim Jordan and his issue. So, yeah, because to me, it's not about the political party. I don't sit and think, well, this person's a Republican, this person's a Democrat, this is how I'm going to interview them. I don't think in those terms. I think, what do people want to know? What do people want to know from this person? And I think it would be slacking off on the job if you would go into an interview and not ask about that. If it's the biggest story going around, I think you should ask about it. Now, conversely, and coincidentally, I'm glad most people don't do this, but it's always interesting to me because this is not under oath, this is not a court of law. If they don't want to talk about it, they could just say, I'm not talking about that. Or they could just say, none of your business. I mean, they could. I'm glad they don't, because I think we do have to try to get the news out. But, I mean, that could be an answer. I think sometimes what happens is people get tied up in their own answers. And that becomes the problem. So, I just want to take a little time to talk about that, because we haven't had much time to talk about that this week. And I felt that our array of guests this week reflected a program that does see both sides, Republican and Democrat. And boy, are we becoming divided in this country right now. And I don't really know what to do about it. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on this? Because it's getting ugly. And we've got a debate coming up on Tuesday right here in Ohio, up in Cleveland. And I don't know what that thing's going to be like, because people are getting amped up. I have never seen this on a local level, where friendships are breaking up and people are finding that they can't talk to each other because of politics, national politics. These aren't even local issues that people are fighting over. I know of two instances with people that I know where there are long-term, what I would have deemed either friendships or acquaintances, that are now on shaky ground because of national politics. National. These were not local issues that these people were fighting about. They were national issues. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what's causing it. I don't know why that's going on. But if anybody has any thoughts on this, are you seeing this in your own life? Because I'm seeing it, and I don't know why people take it so personally. Even driving in this morning, because I knew I wanted to talk about this, and I was thinking to myself in the car, I thought, why do people take it so... If I believe in a candidate, and I know how I'm going to vote, and coincidentally, I think in the national election, 90% of the people already know how they're going to vote before we ever get to a debate or anything. Why is it so important that I convince somebody else to vote my way? And why is it so important that if somebody doesn't vote my way, that I have to be angry with them? What is that? I don't know what is causing that. But I'll tell you, it's becoming exhausting. And I hope that a lot of these friendships or acquaintances or whatever they are can be mended after this election is over. Because you know what? November 3rd is going to come and go. And after that, we're all going to be fine. Everything's going to be normal. And we're going to move right along. But taking everything so personally, that to me is still a mystery. But if you have any opinions, I'd love to hear it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why is everything so personal? And there's always blame, too. I've noticed there's a lot of blame lately. You did that, you did this, you said that, you shared this on social media. You know, we do have freedom of speech in this country. Do you really want to limit somebody's freedom of speech just because it doesn't agree with your opinion? I don't know if we want to get into that territory. I wish people were a little more accurate in things they posted on social media. What bothers me is that things are presented as news stories now that really aren't. And a lot of times they're totally made up. And people will post them as a news story, and then people get confused because they think it's a news story. I don't know why it's not okay to just say your opinion anymore. You know, why do we have to start guising our opinion as news stories? Does that make it something somebody wants to read a little better? I don't know. That is a mystery to me. But give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I don't want to harp too much on that issue, but I am still amazed to this day, and probably will be right up through November the 3rd, at how much a national election can grate people's nerves. can cause a loss of friendships, can cause bad blood. You know, I know people who are going to vote for President Trump, and I know people who are going to vote for Joe Biden. And you know what? I don't think anything of it. I think, well, that's the way they want to vote. They came to that decision somehow, and that's good for them. I don't need to be angry with them because they're doing that. It's strange. 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944, if you have an opinion on that or anything else. Now, I'll tell you something else that's going on, and maybe somebody knows more about this than me, and I think I read that River Valley is going to try to go back to school 4 days. I believe the school board voted on this past week, that they're going to try to go back 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be a remote learning day. Now, River Valley is a big district. They have a lot of students out there. So maybe in this pandemic, wearing the masks and doing whatever they've been doing since school started up back in the beginning of September is working. And now they don't have to do this hybrid model. They can do 4 days a week in the building, and Friday do remote learning. And I imagine maybe they'll continue to clean on Fridays, like I know the schools have been doing. But what do you make of that? Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think this is a bad idea? Has anybody read more about this than I have? I just read a press release, and I believe it was put out by River Valley or the River Valley School Board, which made the decision. And do you think other schools will follow suit? I don't know if they will or not. It's such a tricky situation because I still think Marion City Schools has a higher population than River Valley. So I don't know if Marion City will follow suit. Maybe they will. Do you think going 4 days a week and Friday off for online learning is a good idea? Do you think maybe this is fatigue from the pandemic, that people are seeing that it seems to be working, what they're doing in the schools, so now they can send their kids back? Or have they found maybe that the hybrid model is not working? I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning behind that was. I wasn't at the board meeting, and I don't have any students who go to River Valley, so I really don't know what the thinking was behind it, except getting the kids back to as normal as possible. But what do you think? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Is it the way to go? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Phone lines are open here on this Getaway Friday. Would love to talk to you. 39 minutes past the hour. If it works, great. But has anybody heard anything about the River Valley idea? And I think it's supposed to happen in the beginning of October. Not next week, but maybe the following week, where it will be 4 days back in and then 1 day off for remote learning on Friday. And it'll be interesting to see how that all works out, because if that works out, will the other schools follow suit? Will the other schools follow suit before October the 6th? Has anybody heard anything from any of the other schools? Are they thinking the same thing? That now we've been open 2 or 3 weeks and things are going okay, and maybe it's okay to go back 4 days a week. If you know anything or have an opinion on this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Maybe everybody's asleep this morning. It is Friday. We have finally gotten to Friday this week. Okay, so again, if you have any opinions on the political scene in this country or the COVID situation and how it's affecting schools, we can talk about either one of those issues. 740-383-9944. And don't forget, when we had Kreskin on Wednesday, October the 6th at 3:33 p.m. Eastern Time, whatever you're doing, stop for 3 minutes and just think about who you're going to vote for. That's what you're supposed to do. And somehow he's going to take that and make a prediction, and he's going to send it here, and I have to keep it under lock and key until the election is decided, and then he's going to come back on, and I'm going to open it up live on the air, and we're going to see if the prediction matched what the results were. I think that's how it's supposed to go. But that's where we are here. Oh, you know something? Here's something I wanted to talk about that really has not controversial at all. Putting your decorations up for Halloween early. Now, you know, we get into this a lot at Christmas time about people putting their decorations up well before Thanksgiving now, which never used to happen. Now, I think a lot of that had to do with more people used to have real Christmas trees than fake Christmas trees, and you certainly didn't want to put a real Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving, because you would be in bad shape by the time Christmas came around. But now, with Halloween, I'm starting to see decorations up already. Matter of fact, I was out last night and passed by a house where they had the blow-ups in the yard already out with the ghosts and the witches and the goblins and all that sort of thing. Spiders, spider webs. Do you think that this is too early to put up Halloween decorations? I mean, I always thought that October 1st was probably the right time. Then you're going to have the decorations up for 31 days. You know, October has 31 days. If you put the decorations up October 1st, you have them up for 31 days. That's an entire month. I think that's about right. But now people are putting them up early. I even had a report from somebody over in Caledonia that they put their decorations up back in August, I think it was. And I am starting to see a lot of them out. Now, we are getting toward the end of September here now. It is September 25th. So, I guess maybe we're close enough now. I know a lot of offices are starting to do it. But I think that's because next week is October 1st. What is it? Next Thursday is October the 1st? So we really only have 3 days in September next week, and a lot of offices are not in over the weekend. So maybe that's why they're putting them up now. But to me, they wouldn't have gone up till today. This office, we put up Halloween decorations and probably will not put them up until today or maybe early next week, because you just don't want to have them up too long. I think that takes away from the specialness of it. If you celebrate Halloween, when you put these things up so early. And I wonder about pumpkins. Now, does anybody know this? How long does a pumpkin last? See, I don't think a pumpkin that you carve is going to last 40 days. And that's what it's going to end up being. I mean, can a pumpkin last 40 days? I don't think it can. I think it will dry out and start to rot. Now, there is a special way to carve a pumpkin. And I haven't carved a pumpkin for quite a while. But there is a special way to carve a pumpkin to preserve it. And I can't remember what that is. Does anybody have any special tips on pumpkin carving and how to preserve the pumpkin? And is a pumpkin going to rot before October 31st, if you get it now? Because, you know, there was 1 year, and I'm almost positive it was a pumpkin. There was 1 year, we were at another location with this station, and we got a big pumpkin, and I still don't remember why we had the pumpkin. I'm sure it had something to do with Halloween. So we had this pumpkin. And it wasn't carved, it was just a pumpkin. And it was sitting on a table. And it sat there for a long time. I think it sat there through Thanksgiving. I think it sat there through Christmas. So it had been there a really, really, really long time. but, you know, looked okay. And then somebody knocked the pumpkin over. And the pumpkin hit the floor and exploded. And this awful smelling stuff that was inside that pumpkin went all over the floor and just was everywhere. And it stunk so horribly that trying to clean it up was really a project, a big project. So I know pumpkins don't last forever. I've been down that road. And pumpkins, in a lot of ways, are associated with Thanksgiving. So I think if you're really getting pumpkins in September, are they going to last through Thanksgiving if you want to leave them out? And then you have the whole jack-o'-lantern problem, because if you carve the pumpkin with a, you know, Halloweenish face, you certainly can't leave that out through Thanksgiving. Or maybe you can now. It's a whole different world. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have you already got your pumpkins? And is there anything you can do with your pumpkin to preserve it for a long period of time? Now, we learned a whole lot about poinsettias last year, about how you preserve those. But I don't think you can preserve a pumpkin. Now, maybe if you carve it and clean it out, you can. But I would still think it's going to get soft after a while. I don't think a carved pumpkin, no matter how well you carve it, is going to hold up forever. I just don't think that's going to work. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
The coolest thing that I ever, ever saw in regards to a pumpkin, this is so cool. Go on YouTube and look up, and maybe you've done this, I don't know, but if you haven't, you need to look up pumpkin boats.
Pumpkin what?
Boat, B-O-A-T-S, boat.
Boat, pumpkin boat.
Yeah, what people do, you know how they have these giant pumpkins that weigh like 900 pounds, they're like huge, you ever seen those?
Yeah.
You can cut the top off and scoop out all the guts and make a boat, and people have like races.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's like the coolest thing ever. I mean, I've never done it, obviously, but it looks like it would be the coolest thing ever. I didn't know they would float. I thought something that big and heavy would not be buoyant. I thought it would just, you know, plunk down to the bottom. But no, they get in there and they have these races. It looks like the coolest thing ever.
Well, how do you preserve a pumpkin, though?
Oh, I don't know.
So it's pumpkin boats.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I think if you got it too early, it probably would rot, especially if you carved it.
Yeah, I just don't, I mean, have you seen all the Halloween decorations that are already out?
Yeah, but you know what I've been thinking? With all the pandemic and all that stuff that's going on, that's, you know, goodbye morale. You know, like, that's really drugged people down as far as their emotions and stuff. I think people are just looking for a little bit of pick-me-up, a little bit of cheer, a little bit of feel-good, a little bit of a camaraderie, you know. So if getting their decorations out a little earlier makes them feel good, right on.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm okay with doing it. I guess the problem is I think it does take a little bit. I think when you have them up for a long period of time, then they just become like a piece of furniture.
But this is 2020, Scott, and I mean, this has been a terrible year, so everybody just needs to, you know, feel good. And a lot of people love Halloween. I mean,
so we just got to deal with it, is what you're telling me?
I mean, I didn't say that, but
well, it's, you know, it's like people who put the Christmas decorations out and start turning the lights on in August. And I think, yeah. Now, why
what
are we doing
put them
this?
Out? I've seen some people that just never take them down. They just flip the switch on. The same way you were talking about the pumpkins. I mean, I cruise around town, and I still see pumpkins out after the first of the year sometimes, and they're all, like, rotten and nasty, and you think, what are you doing?
Right, now, do you think that's laziness, or do you think they just like having them out there?
When it's that bad, I do think that is kind of laziness.
It's very strange, and I don't know. All I'm saying is, you know, people can do what they want to do. People can hang whatever they want to hang. But the problem with, I just think if you see it all the time, it just takes away from the specialness of seeing it during that 1 month period when you're actually supposed to see it.
I'll tell you what blows me away is, like, when you go in the dollar stores and stuff, and you, it's like August, and you're starting to see them bring out the Christmas trees and the Christmas thing. You're like, what the heck?
Yeah, they get out early with that now. I you know, that's a whole buying thing, but why do people feel the need to run home and put it up? Now, why can't I buy a wreath in August and then just throw it with the other Christmas decorations until... See, with Christmas, I believe that the rule is you don't put it up until Thanksgiving night at the earliest. If you have a tree up,
right.
Yeah, if you have a tree up while you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, there's something wrong.
Right, and but don't you think it seems like in the stores, it's like they push it back earlier and earlier and earlier every year?
Well, yeah, I think the stores do it, and I think they do it for monetary purposes, but I don't know why people have to run home and put it up. You know, that's what I don't understand.
I don't know, but what I do know, pumpkin boats. Google it, YouTube it, it's the greatest thing
pumpkin
ever.
Pumpkin boats. I'm going to have to try this out.
All right, toodles.
Thank you, bye-bye. Phone lines are open. Has anybody heard of pumpkin boats? I'd never heard of that before. Now, I do have some news yesterday. I was going to say this yesterday, and I think I ran out of time. But I do want to let people know that a real Marion tradition here, Stewart's Root Beer Stand over on North Main Street, will be closing up for the season on October the 3rd. So what is that? Next Thursday is October the 1st, so I guess that's next Saturday. So you've got a week from tomorrow to get over there and get your root beer and your Coney dogs and your chicken sandwiches and your Stewart's root beer, because they will be closing for the season on October the 3rd, one week from tomorrow. How about that? So that's going on. Now, here's an interesting thing about that. That apparently the people over at Stewart's have decorated for Halloween. Now, this is a little strange to me because, I've got pictures of it here, you know, out where you pull up and order your food, the little car areas, there are cobwebs strung, it looks like, and it looks like there are some pumpkins maybe out there on the picnic tables. And things of that nature. Now, I don't know. Oh, okay, and I think this is actually inside. Oh, there are Halloween lights inside strung around and pumpkins. Now, to me, this is strange. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is strange. And I don't. Okay, hold on, I'm getting. We have to put out our Halloween by October 1st, so they are up a month. Okay, here's why it's strange to put that stuff up at Stewart's, which is closing on October the 3rd. They're closing October the 3rd. Halloween is October 31st. So if these decorations are up, you know, next Saturday, nobody's going to be coming there anymore to see the decorations. So I guess that's why it's strange to me to decorate for Halloween, because I would think October 3rd is still a little early in the Halloween season. Oh, okay. I'm getting word here that the owner's child wanted to decorate. Okay, that's okay then. See, that's fine. Now, let me see if I can do this right off the top of my head, because I got into big trouble because I could not remember the owner's, Michelle's, children. I couldn't remember the names a few weeks ago. There are three kids. So let me see if I can get the names right. Dawson, Dylan, and Casey. Dawson, Dylan, Casey. So which one was it who wanted to put up the Halloween decorations? Dawson, Dylan, or Casey? I think I got the names right this morning. I think this is a point for me. But October 3rd, Stewart's will be closing up for the Halloween season. You know, I would love to have Michelle on the program before then, but I don't think we can make it happen, because I would love to talk with her just do an interview about what this season was like to be open during the pandemic, because I believe Stewart's never closed during the pandemic, and that would be interesting to talk about. And also ask her why she's putting up these Halloween decorations so early. But I don't know if we can get her in, because I think she's doing another job right now that will run through the closing. But maybe she might be, I don't know. I don't know if she has Wednesdays off. Maybe we can work something out. I don't know. I know she'll never call in. She has like a phobia of the telephone. I think she's called in here once or twice, maybe to answer a trivia question. But it just never has happened. Well, okay. Well, we're getting a good idea here with Stewart's. This might happen next week. I can see this. Okay. Well, maybe. Maybe. What about Halloween decorations? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I'm getting word. I guess people drive through Stewart's all the time, and they leave the Halloween decorations up through October 31st. And she said her pumpkins will not be there at Christmas. That makes my heart feel better. All the kids wanted to put up Halloween decorations. Now, do you want to hear a lame answer? Let me tell you a lame answer. Now, this is a lame answer if I've ever heard one. I say she won't call in. And her reasoning for not calling in is, I can't listen if I call in. Okay. Now, first of all, if you call in, you're hearing the show. Because what's going out over the air that you would be listening to, you're part of. It's me and you talking. So missing that part of the show is not exactly a big deal, because you're hearing it. You're not missing it. And then you just turn your radio or phone back on afterward and listen to whatever happens after that. So that is the lamest answer I've ever heard as to why somebody can't call in. Lame Answer Friday is what we're going to call that. But anyway, Stewart's closing up for the season on October the 3rd. And apparently, if you get there before October the 3rd, you will see cobwebs and spiders and things of that nature. Halloween decor up at Stewart's Root Beer as they get into the Halloween mood. Everybody else, too. Maybe we'll put up the Halloween decorations here at the studio today. See, but I don't know that we would be putting them up all that early, considering it's, what is it, the 25th, and nobody will be here the next 2 days. So, I don't think that's awful. It's festive. I understand it's festive. It's just a little different, in my opinion. We will be having our guest co-host this morning joining us, but we're going to do trivia today. We're going to do trivia. We're going to do some Family Feud. We're going to do some other stuff. We've got some fun stuff this morning that we have not done in a while, so you're going to have to stay tuned for all of this. It's really going to be something to behold over the next 5 hours, because I'm here through 1 p.m. today, but I just don't know. Halloween decorations early and Christmas decorations early. How long does a pumpkin last? Does anybody know that? Did we ever get an answer on that? How long does a pumpkin hold up? I don't think it holds up forever. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're coming up on a break here in about 30 seconds. Think about all these questions, and then we'll come back from the break, and we'll talk some more. And we'll see what's going on when we come back. But, you know, we did go over to Stewart's when they opened this past year, back in February, I believe it was. So maybe we'll take one more trip over there before they close up on October 3rd. It is fall. What happened to fall decorations, like leaves and things of that nature? We're going to break. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
WGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see. I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. And so